To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Second down and 8. To the end zone, open touchdown! Isaac Tesla.
Al Michaels on the call. Amazon Prime's broadcast of Thursday Night Football last night. The Lions throttle the Cowboys for 44 points and a 44-30 to win. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan. Toby's out here with us in Reston. The show's on the road. A Friday field trip from the Kraft House. Come on out to Reston Town Center and Kraft House. We are hanging out until 6:30. And by the way, you can enter a drawing to win Wizards tickets. So if you're out here with us, make sure you put your name in the raffle box so that you can try to win those Wizards tickets. We're actually giving away Leonard Skinner tickets on the show to a listener who calls in at 4 o'clock when we give you the cue to call right here on G&D. Logan Paulson joins us in less than 15 minutes to discuss the return of Jaden Daniels. But I wanted to get into Cowboys-Lions for a moment, Danny. We talked all day yesterday about the import of that game as it pertained to the NFC playoff picture. It was a loser-leaves-town game, certainly if Detroit lost, and very likely for the Cowboys unless they can run the table. So they've now put themselves
in
the jackpot. You know, they've got to run the rest of the table with wins, and they will almost certainly get into the playoffs, but they don't have any letdown. We'll get to their schedule in a second. For Detroit, that was impressive. Jared Goff ends up going for 309 yards and a touchdown. They didn't have Sam Laporta, but Amon-Ra St. Brown played.
Yes, he did.
What did they inject him with? I mean, what kind of laboratory experiment was done this week to get him back on the field? You would not have known that guy had a serious ankle injury a few days earlier.
The catch and run a couple different times over. There was burst. There was quickness there. There was, you know, ability to get in and out of stuff. I mean, I'm sure that, you know, some laboratory tests could show that he was compromised in some way. But as you said, to the naked eye, to my untrained pudgy eyes at home, yeah, it looked like himself.
There were two reasons, in my opinion, why the Lions offense cooked yesterday. The first was St. Brown got to do what he needs to do in the middle of the field. And as you said, with the explosive catch and run stuff, he really got them going. But Jahmyr Gibbs is just an absolutely amazing football player. Three rushing touchdowns for him. He had seven catches for 96 yards. Seven for 96. He made a couple of plays on linebackers that were play of the year, kind of most embarrassing thing you'll see in film review with your team type moments where he just left guys in his wake. He is so special. But between those two guys and then David Montgomery ripped off a 35-yard touchdown run.
That was a grown man run right there.
They got some of those weapons going. Goff was accurate at home indoors, threw the ball well. They put up 44 to beat Dallas. And after a couple weeks of that defense for the Cowboys looking a lot better, boy, did they crash back down to earth.
Yeah, get enough weaponry. To me, the key to all of it is Jameson Williams. That guy is so terrifying. He is so fast and so explosive. To me, it's a worse version of him that Dallas has is Kevontae Turpin, the guy with that world-class level of speed. They need to find a way to get him involved more. And maybe that will happen now after George Pickens pouted his way through that game last night, which we'll get to. But, yeah, Detroit looked like the Detroit from last year. right? Where it may not be as many cool gimmicks and as cool wrinkles and this off of that, which relates to this, which was a trick play they set up 5 weeks ago, and knowing that somebody would take the bait. That was more kind of, I don't know, kind of this 1.5 or 2.0 version of last year's group, where they were just more physical when they wanted to be, faster when they wanted to be, and Jared Goff was back there just, you know, hitting open guys, and the catch and run was there.
CeeDee Lamb's injury was a killer for Dallas. So it's early third quarter, a couple minutes into the second half. He'd already gone 6 for 121.
They weren't stopping him at all.
No, he was chewing the Lions up and spitting them out. He makes nearly an acrobatic, unbelievable touchdown catch, but he's reaching up across his body. He lands hard. He does the fencing posture. You could tell he was concussed, comes out of the blue tent. He's yelling at the red hat saying, you know, let me play, leave me be. This is a huge game. But the rules are the rules. 15, 20 years ago, you just go right back out there and you play more football. He wasn't allowed to. So then they had to move on without him, and they did some good things. The guy that was the beneficiary was Flournoy, the receiver who replaced him, went 9 for 115 with a touchdown.
Yeah.
So, that could have been CeeDee Lamb going 15 for 230 or whatever, basically. But you mentioned Pickens. What the heck was that?
I don't know.
This guy's on his way to $30 million a year. He's been one of the big weapons in the league. We've been singing his praises for how great he is. I don't like questioning effort. But there were just routes he would stop on, passes that got broken up. Richard Sherman went off on him on television saying he was disinterested. There was a ball that landed like 5 feet from him on a deep shot that in real time I thought maybe was a misthrow. But you go back, you go, how's he not lay out or do something or adjust? It was the weirdest thing. And the takeaway for everybody's been, you see, this is the Steelers version of this guy. And I don't know if that's fair or not, but I know it looked like he was not engaged or invested. It seemed like something's going on in his personal life, and he's got to be here for the next 3 hours, but he's not that into it. That's what it felt like.
Yeah, I mean, there's a reason he's not in Pittsburgh, and it was that. It was that level of whatever you want to call it. I don't know if you're allowed to question effort or not. It looked like someone who wasn't trying, so I guess I am questioning it. Multiple times, it looked like it wasn't that important to him to catch the football.
Or in
to
their run, biggest game of the
or
year.
Or to run the route properly. I have no idea what was going on. I have no idea why he was pouty pants. But that's what it looks like. I've seen that. Anybody that's got kids that you coached in sports, you've seen them do that at some point, one point or another. And it's the most exasperating, impossible thing. It's your greatest challenge as a parent slash coach to figure out what the hell you're supposed to do. Because when there's a buy-in that's just understood at every level of sport, right? You want to be here to some degree, right? And I know how to coach that. I know how to help you get something out of it. I don't know how you address that. I mean, obviously, I would probably – if it's me, I'd probably suspend him for a game or something like that. Or
with your season on the line?
Yeah, or punish him.
CeeDee Lamb hurt?
Yeah, punish him in some other way. Be like, we can't do this. Like, we cannot go into battle with you in future weeks. You let everybody down with your act. It was pathetic, to be honest with you.
And after the Lamb injury, I thought, well, they're fine. They've got Pickens and some other guys. And then it was like they didn't have Pickens either.
Yeah.
So Dak's out there.
They'd have been better off with practice squad Peter out there.
They might have been.
Jogging through routes.
Here's their final four games here. The Vikings at home. Then they play the Chargers at home and finish on the road in D.C. Christmas Day and in New York at the Meadowlands. They could absolutely win all four and be 10-6-1, and then there's no tiebreaker for them because of the tie at that point. But they could half game their way in if somebody else is 10-7. But they now need to win all four and get help, whereas if you win last night, they're just in a much better spot. All right, let's talk to Logan Paulson next. What does he think about Jaden Daniels returning? And what does that mean for the locker room? We'll talk to a former player to get that perspective. But also, how about playing this Vikings defense? The blitzes they're going to dial up, how exotic they are. We've talked a lot about this over the week on Take Command. Excited for people to hear Logan's thoughts on Minnesota and Brian Flores next on Grant and Danny here on The Fan.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.